Save big money when you start your next project today at Menards. Convert your current recessed lighting with energy-saving LED downlights from Fight Electric. They're bright and install easily in just minutes. They also go from regular lighting to nightlight mode with just a simple flip of a switch. Save big on all Fight lighting products now at Menards. Shop our lighting options today in-store and on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Our coverage of You Decide 2024 is presented by Big Fish Roofing. They're the roofers you can trust. Big Fish Roofing.
And You Decide 2024 is in focus as a monumental case lands before the United States Supreme Court that could prove pivotal overall. The high court hearing arguments today on former President Trump's claim he has absolute immunity on charges of attempting to overturn the 2020 election. Fox's Jared Halpern live in Washington with a preview. Boy, Jared, the outcome could determine a lot here.
I mean, obviously, it's a big implication here, high stakes for former President Trump, because it will decide whether or not this prosecution here in Washington of trying to overturn the 2020 election results moves forward. That trial has ostensibly been on hold since February, when this motion to dismiss was made, claiming this presidential immunity. Appeals courts have so far rejected those claims, but now the U.S. Supreme Court has put this on a fast track. They will hear this case today. So that's the short term, huge implications. But beyond that, Rich, this is a question that has never really been broached by the U.S. Supreme Court. When you talk about criminal immunity for a former president for what are said to be, at least by Trump's team, official acts. The court has never really ruled on this. This could redefine executive privilege, executive power of the presidency, well beyond 2024. And so this will be arguments that we are listening closely to, trying to understand what the justices are thinking about it. And certainly the decision that they make, the opinion that is released, could go well beyond the implications for just former President Trump. An opinion which does not have a time frame on it. We, as I said, that they have taken sort of the opportunity to fast track this. So certainly the court is aware here of the urgency, but that does not mean an opinion could come quick. There are a lot of questions the court's going to have to consider, a lot of different options for the justices, and it's a ruling that maybe we don't get until a little bit later this summer.
Like the Idaho case earlier on abortion, it's always instructive to hear the line of questioning because it does give you a sense for how justices are thinking about a case. What are you going to listen for today?
You know, I'm going to be listening for a couple of things. I'm going to be listening, first of all, to, you know, how the court sort of wrestles with the idea of what's a what's an official act, right? Do we judge everything that the president does during his or her time in office is an official act? Or you know, are there things that a president does that certainly, you know, aren't part of the job description and you know, could be subject to prosecution? So I'm going to be listening for how the justices try and answer those questions.
And outside of the court, we can already hear the activity. Are there protesters, and have they been out there for some time, Jared?
There are not very many. There are a handful. I don't know how early they got here. I got here about 8 o'clock and they were here. But so far, there's really not a lot of activity outside the court. An awful lot of media, an awful lot of people lined up saying if they can get a seat. But we have not seen major demonstrations, at least yet.
All right. We'll be listening for updates as the arguments are made a little bit later in the next hour plus inside of the chambers, and then certainly reporting out from the outside as well. We'll hear Fox's Jared Halpern with updates on the story continuing through the day.